Whether you've had a drink in the Pine Room, poured by the one and only Mr. Reyes, gotten into the holiday spirit through the beautiful garland-wrapped stairwell and decorations of the Golden Tree, or had a pig in the blanket at any of the many events we host here every year, you are probably already familiar with our next stop. This is the Astor House, headquarters and home to the New York Junior League. However, the story of the house and this block begins before we call this building home. The East 80th Street houses are a group of four attached row houses, including 116 East 80th Street, 120 East 80th Street, 124 East 80th Street, and last but not least, 130 East 80th Street. These homes were built in the 1920s as homes for wealthy New Yorkers of that era. These four homes were among the last built in their style before the Great Depression changed American ideas about luxury housing. All were designated city landmarks by 1967, the first group of houses on the Upper East Side to be recognized as such. By 1980, all four houses were listed on the National Register of Historic Places as intact, surviving examples of high-style townhouses for affluent homebuyers of that period. Other than the Junior League, the houses have largely remained private residential properties. Starting at the westmost home at 116 East 80th Street, we can see the Lewis Spencer Morris House, built in 1927. Lewis Spencer Morris was a descendant of Lewis Morris, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. This was the first of the houses to be built on East 80th Street and was designed by Cross & Cross. While you might not recognize the name Cross & Cross, I would imagine you recognize some of their other designs in New York, such as Tiffany's flagship store on 57th Street, or the RCA Victor building, which we all know today as the Comcast building, or famously, 30 Rock. This home is a four-story, four-bay building of brick laid in Flemish bond with marble trim topped by a pediment that hides the attic. In 1927, construction also began on the easternmost home, which we all know as the Astor House. We'll circle back to discuss details here once we highlight the two buildings in between. These two homes were constructed in 1929. At 120 East 80th Street, the beautiful six-story home in brick with marble trim, known as the George Whitney House, was also built by Cross & Cross. Its eastern neighbor, 124 East 80th Street, was named after the financier, Clarence Dillon. The Clarence Dillon House was designed by Mott B. Schmidt. Does that name ring a bell to anyone? It might, because Schmidt also built the Astor House that we all know and love. Turning our focus to the Astor House at 130 East 80th Street, this five-story home is the only one not made of brick. Instead, it is made of French limestone laid in ashlar pattern. As the name suggests, it was home to Vincent and Helen Astor. Vincent was just 20 years old in 1912 when the Titanic sunk. On board was his father. Through this tragedy, the Harvard student became one of the richest men in the world, inheriting an estimated $200 million. When he was 22, Vincent Astor married Helen Huntington, and after serving in the Navy during World War I, the couple began planning a permanent home at this very location. Helen Astor was a loyal supporter of the musical arts and entertained often in the mansion, hosting many charity teas for the Philharmonic. Helen and Vincent Astor divorced in 1940. There was an Astor family tradition, spanning a century and a half, where Astors did not sell property. But within 2 years of his divorce, Astor began selling properties, including 130 East 80th Street. In 1943, Mrs. Bertha Rainey Plum purchased the house. Then, in 1947, it was acquired by the Junior League of New York City, becoming its official headquarters in 1950. They say the more things change, the more they stay the same. While plenty has changed since the Astor House became headquarters in 1950, the New York Junior League continues to be an organization of women committed to promoting volunteerism, developing the potential of women, and improving communities through effective action and leadership of trained volunteers. The walls of the Astor House have become home to thousands of like-minded women over the decades as a place to gather, organize, and discuss how we can help our community. From book clubs to après-ski, to lunch and learns to mahjong, the building has been home to countless fun memories. We are all excited for when we can safely enjoy time together in person here again soon.